going on?
What up, man? Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane.
God.
You got a fetish for his love.
Is that an actual thing? I don't know what that means.
It's a Selena Gomez song featuring Gucci Mane.
Got nothing on that one.
Okay.
I don't like Gucci Mane that much, to be honest.
Just not with the times. Stuck in the past, man. Coming on here just riffing with some 90s rap. Get with the times, Montel Jordan.
90s rap?
Yeah.
Is Gucci Mane considered 90s rap?
No, I said you're stuck back in the times.
Yeah, probably. But I'm just not a fan of Gucci Mane, though. I never really was. Like, even because he's not really that big now, is he?
No, not at all.
I even when he was super big, I was like, this guy's weird. Plus, that dude's insane. He's got a lightning bolt and an ice cream cone tattooed on his face.
Well, that just means I don't know what that means.
He also, next to the ice cream cone, written next to it, it says "Burr."
Well, yeah, because he's cold as ice cream. Ice cream has to be
really
pretty cold,
man.
I know, it's got to be pretty cold to freeze, you know, solidify, and hit.
How come no rapper has anything like calls themselves Tundra or anything like that?
I don't know.
I'm a frozen tundra, man.
Sounds like shitty.
I'm so
rapping.
Ice cold. I'll take you out, cuz.
So, I'm not gonna lie. That sounds like a shitty fucking name. Plus, it's already taken by a fucking truck. you're gonna get like
true.
A cease and desist from fucking Toyota. It's just like they put out a hot mixtape, and Toyota comes and's like, "You have to let me use this for our commercial, or we're suing."
Exactly. Everybody, he's like, "Yeah, I'm Tundra, man." And then everybody just starts calling him Toyota. And he's like, "No, I'm Tundra, not Toyota. This is just not okay."
Yo, I got Yoda tickets. It's like, what? Yeah, somebody do that,
no,
please.
I'm not a green guy either.
Somebody do that, please. For the love of God. I just want to see Toyota just go all up in arms. Be like, what? Someone steal our name? We kill?
Yeah. It's so absurd. He's just got his real name on all of his albums are one thing, but everybody knows, calls him either like Toyota or Yoda. He's like got three names deep, like his. But his actual artist name, nobody calls him by.
Yeah, exactly. He's just
it's like
everything but Tundra.
It's like, you know, when you know a song and you know the name's not correct, but you always say the chorus, even though the chorus is not the name of the song.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I'm talking about? That's exactly what's going on with his name.
Yeah, it'd be like, oh God. I already forgot his name because he's a one hit. But the dude that sings that Panda song, right? So, designer. There we go. I don't know why I couldn't remember that. Anyways, so he did the album, and I'm like, the entire time, I'm like, oh, cool. So is like WWF going to send a cease and desist? Yo, quit singing about our logo.
Yeah, exactly. That's stupid.
It's
fucking
dumb, but it's just like, all right, the fucking bastards that stole the WWF from the WWF.
I think everybody only knows the WWF because of them suing the WWF.
Pretty much. Like, I had no idea that was a real thing. And that's like, oh, no, what should happen is all these wrestlers should go beat up all these Save the Whale people. Just ship all the wrestlers and a pound of coke and go, the winner gets the pound.
Let me tell you something, humpback whale. You think you could come into this ocean ring and take my championship belt? Well, you got another thing coming. I'm going to slam you right in your blowhole, and we're going to stop you from breathing.
God,
oh yeah.
So much coke. So much blow. All over the place. I mean, the fighting would be amazing to watch.
I watched an amazing
race.
Yeah, an amazing race, man. I watched two couples argue with each other about where they were traveling and trying to go really fast. The girl got really upset that they couldn't stick around and see the sights a little more. The dude's like, "We're trying to win fucking money. Shut up."
Okay.
It's a real hassle. Sorry,
Apparently.
that was a bad sidetrack on that joke. But no, I was watching a video that broke down the story of like Triple H throughout the WWE.
Oh, when he came in and he was like a fucking manservant? Like, he came in and he was doing like court gesture bullshit running around. He was a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, and like how he was just like attached to Shawn Michaels at all times, like when he first started out. It's a really fascinating, and this is how the,
Oh, you're talking about no, oh, that's later in his career when he started out with DX.
yeah, that's what this whole thing, it covers
Oh.
his entire career. That's what this whole
But
video is.
okay, so but you got to see it before that when he was just Hunter Hearst Helmsley, a colossal D-bag. Just
Exactly. That's the whole point. Is it shows the like travel or like the whole design of what his character was.
It was so bad.
Because the whole point of the video is do you remember when I showed you the video about the kid breaking down the Death of Superman comic books, and they were having like people act it out while he was telling the story?
All right.
You remember that guy? I think I've
Vaguely.
shown you this movie. Or not movie, but this video online.
Vaguely. You refresh me
Yeah.
here.
Anyway, it's one dude and he's drinking the entire time and he's telling the story. And as he's like telling the story, he has a lot of like big name actors and stuff like that in this video acting out what he's saying. So basically, like they're doing the dialogue he's saying, describing the story and how it went. So
Okay.
he did a 25-minute video breaking down Hunter Hearst Helmsley, whole career story. And so it's all about the WWF and his rise into WWE. And it's really funny because to tell the story, he made all the dude wrestlers chicks. So there are all these hot chicks playing all these different wrestlers like Shawn Michaels, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, The Undertaker. Who's the guy who plays Drax
Oh,
in
Batista. Okay,
yeah,
Batista.
Batista's in it. So they're all played by women as he tells the story of how Triple H like the rise and fall of him to and then the rise of him becoming part of like the corporate side of WWE.
Okay.
It's fascinating because the reason he did the video is because he wanted to show people how wrestling isn't the only thing that's not real about wrestling is that it's about wrestling. It's not about wrestling. It's a crazy like sci-fi drama thing that people overlook because I learned something that I'd never put together, that the Undertaker's a fucking wizard.
He's been around forever.
No, but did you know, like, have you ever, like, do you know where his background comes from? Like, how he was created and why he always rises from the dead? Like, he was brought back to life by a cult, and he's given powers by this cult in order to, and that's why he always wins and shit. And then Kane, his brother, is supposed to be actually a demon. I never realized there was this much
Oh,
backstory
you
to that
didn't?
character.
No. Okay.
No.
No, so the Undertaker, that was the reason he brought, okay, Undertaker, he was there. He got killed off for a while. Then the Acolytes started coming back. And then the Acolytes are what gave him the power and all this other bullshit. The Kane storyline, man, this was like in the prime of me watching this. He came out, and that's why JR always screamed through hellfire and brimstone whenever he came in because he lit the entire place up. It went pitch black. He'd raise his hands, throw them down, and those red flames would shoot up. Yeah. He was like Demon
Oh, I
Kane
remember.
because
I
he
totally
was.
forgot that's what he would do. He would just raise up his hand and then drop them.
Because the reason they say he was a demon, and this is no joke, the fucking factual story for Undertaker's brother Kane, he used to scare Undertaker because they'd show fire. And it was because the backstory is Undertaker saved himself and let his little brother die in the fire. Then they had Kane come up there. and scare the holy hell out of him.
Oh, I didn't.
So that's the reason
that's
for the
so
fire.
Awesome.
So Kane shows up as like a plague for the Undertaker just by just shooting. There's just fire everywhere, and they kept showing Undertaker getting scared. But no, it was just this dude with a mask. It's all fucking weird.
Oh. It was very interesting to see this whole story and how it played out. Well, the crazy thing, too, is I forgot that how Shawn Michaels' career ended. Do you remember this?
No, I do not.
Why he stopped?
I thought he got injured.
Because, no, the storyline, he might have gotten injured, but the storyline, how they wrote him out of the show was, if you know this, the Undertaker's never lost at WrestleMania.
Right. Well, I think he recently did.
Well, recently might have, but at that point, when Shawn Michaels and Triple H were still wrestling, Shawn Michaels had never, or the Undertaker had never lost at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's a
thing. So Shawn Michaels challenged the Undertaker at WrestleMania, and the Undertaker said, "I'll fight you at WrestleMania, but if I win, you have to retire and you can never wrestle again." And they accepted those terms, and The Undertaker beat the shit out of him.
Because, of course, WrestleMania, that's his turf.
Yeah, so that's why Shawn Michaels retired. And then Triple H ended up getting an office job for the WWE.
Because, yeah, and he married the boss's daughter.
Yeah, dude, do you remember how that went down? I totally forgot. That was like super rapey / like kidnapping that happened during that.
That was fucking
weird. He like drugged Stephanie McMahon.
It was so fucking weird. And then you had all of that, and my favorite character out of this, I hated him up until this point, was Chris Jericho. Because he was like, this bottom feeding, $2 back alley trash hoe with fake boobs is coming down. And just because he was up there like, he brought it to the forefront. It was funnier than shit because Stephanie McMahon, for all of you that didn't know, was not, how shall we say, well endowed, magically became extremely well endowed. So he just came up there in front of the crowd, and granted, yes, all of this is staged. However, he's doing side by side comparisons of going last month, this month. Gee, what's the difference?
I forgot about that. Was super funny.
Like, even if that was scripted, for her to sign off on that, I'm like, good, she's got to have a huge sense of humor to let somebody just rag on you like that.
It's all about the ratings, baby.
Oh, and
she gets a bigger paycheck if the ratings go up.
Oh, man, oh, God. That was all Attitude Era, and it was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. I've just recently got back into the WWE now, because one of my buddies is super into it. So I've been watching that a lot. Actually, after we're done with this, I'm going over to watch a pay-per-view.
I can't get myself to watch that. I can't get myself back in to watch it.
I'm not joking. I watched a couple Raws and SmackDowns in a row, and I was instantly like hooked back into it. Just because the storyline, the absurdity, the everything about it's just really entertaining. It's one of the few things, I swear to God, you can just literally turn your brain off and enjoy it.
Yeah, no,
I don't know. I'm not like super invested into it. Like, oh, if I miss it, I'm gonna be really upset. But it's still fun to go watch now.
See, I don't know much about it because anything I know now is secondhand. Like, I know the name Xavier Woods. That's some kind of wrestler. There's and that's all that's really coming to my head. And then there's those dudes that did the Bootio commercial. They actually made some cereal that I've seen called Bootios with wrestlers on it. And I'm like, that's a thing. I don't know anything outside of that.
There's some weird stuff. I couldn't name a lot of wrestlers right now. It's been like over the last like month, I've started watching it more and more.
I gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Yeah, shit! You turn it off.
Hold on. My fucking goddamn thing got unplugged.
Oh, that goddamn thing. Yeah, wrestling. It's so good. And
technical difficulties.
Apparently. So,
My headphones came undone. I was like, shit.
You're gonna have to let me know how this pay-per-view goes, because I'm really interested to see, or better yet, hear how it is, because they got that WWE Network thing you can get on PlayStation where it's like $10 a month or something, and you can go back and watch any of them.
Yeah, kind of. My buddy has that. That's why I'm going over to watch the pay-per-view. You get every pay-per-view. That's the nice thing, but you don't get SmackDown and Raw. What you get is the next day, so like I think Raw is on Mondays, and okay, then SmackDown's changed. On Tuesdays.
Wait, what? What happened to Thursday? That thing used to be Thursdays.
No, SmackDown's on Tuesdays now.
What?
Or maybe Thursday's Raw. I know
Raw Tuesday's used to always SmackDown. Be Monday. Remember, we used to have to watch Raw. It was like on the USA channel.
Yeah, that's what it's still played at, like True TV or USA. I can't remember.
Oh, really? You went back? Because for a while there, I saw it went to like Sci-Fi.
No, it's on the USA channel, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But you don't, with that package, you don't get the full SmackDown and Raw. You get basically really big chunks of highlights. So you get most of it, but not all of it. That's the bummer. So you still have to tune in to watch. Like, if you want to watch those, you have to tune in. But you get every pay-per-view, and that, to be honest, $10 for two pay-per-views every month is pretty good, because I think they do two pay-per-views a month. It's every other Sunday they do one.
Yeah, and so the question is, what am I looking at for back, though? If I want to go back and watch old school pay-per-views, they're all there, right?
I'm not 100%. I'd have to ask Sam, because he's my buddy who has it. They might have all of them. I'm not really sure. I know you can definitely watch some old school shit, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I just want to go back and watch stuff where it's fucking just garbage. And I almost wonder if they have the WCW stuff, so I can watch people giving the wolf pack where they're making the little, like, the wolf signal and having them make out with their hands.
Too sweet!
Yeah, it's just, ah!
New World Order! New World Order!
I just love the wolf pack was the best. All of a sudden, it's like New World Order, but we're red.
Yeah. I like that. That was when like Hulk Hogan was a heel, and he like didn't he dye his mustache like
black?
It was barely black. It was like a dirty brown blonde or something.
It was weird. Yeah, he has jet black facial hair,
like, and then jet black or anything.
That's right. No, it was his stubble was jet black. Everything's blonde on him, and then the stubble's jet black, and he's got he's got a bleach blonde handlebar mustache. You're like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Hey, man, it makes sense. He ended up, like, banging his neighbor's wife. I mean, only a dude who dies is...
His neighbor? You mean his neighborhood's wife, like all of them, in a conga line, just to his bedroom.
What? That's actually what happened?
I have no idea, dude. Probably.
That'd be crazy.
That would be hilarious.
Like, everybody's chilling. Like, he's just got a big nacho bar out in his living room, and everybody's just watching, like, old highlights of him. And like,
he's calling next, like, the fucking DMV.
He gets done. He's like, all right, Frank, you're up. Man. Sorry about the mess in there. There is a towel if you want to wipe her up a little bit.
But it's all good, brother.
Yeah, brother. Hey, who was it? No, god damn it.
How did Hulk Hogan
Kevin Nash, he's like, hey, Kevin Nash, you're up next.
Yeah, no.
Just jackknife that bitch.
Hey, Scott Steiner, go give her the razors. Oh, well, not Scott Steiner, that was,
was Razor Ramon.
No, Scott Hall, sorry. Scott Steiner was one of the wrestler dudes. Scott Hall was Razor Ramon in WWE. Scott Hall in WCW.
That's right.
Kevin Nash was fucking, yeah.
So he couldn't
keep the name.
That's
like,
right.
Kevin Nash was fucking Big Daddy Diesel when he was in WWF.
That's right. Big Daddy Diesel. Yeah. I remember that from
the fucking game.
Dude, this is, yeah, the WCW game we had for Dreamcast.
Yeah. Oh, fucking, yeah. When he went back to Kevin, he was Kevin Nash. It was just fucking. He was big, sexy Kevin Nash.
If I ever, like, drop some kind of album. That'll be the name of my Big Daddy Diesel.
And now,
Wade Taylor presents Big Daddy Diesel.
He always had Big, though. It was Big Daddy Diesel, then the Big Sexy Kevin Nash. Like, we get it, dude. You're big.
You know what the best name of all time in wrestling is? Is...
'Cause I'm an ass man. Oh. I'm an ass man. Billy Gunn? Yeah. Well, wait, what did he change his name to? It was Billy Gunn, and then...
The ass man. Like, it literally, across his ass, just said ass man.
I thought he was still Billy Gunn, because his move was the Fame Asser, but...
It probably was, but, like, his nickname was the ass man, and that's what it said across his skin-tight pants.
I think that's what it was, like, his nickname, because I remember, because Road Dogg, Jesse James would be out there, the badass Billy Gunn, the Road Dogg, Jesse James, the New Age Outlaws.
God, the New Age Outlaws.
Yeah, because they do the, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, DX Bradley brings to you the tag team champions of the world. And then the whole introduction that I already did. So, yeah.
You used to do that all the time randomly. Just yelling that.
And I've done it enough that it's just ingratiated into my head. Because then
the only thing
Billy
I can
Gunn would
do
be
that
do the
for,
whole,
like what you
suck.
Just did, is for I can define imperialism.
What?
Because in middle school, we had a social studies teacher. Whenever he said the word imperialism, you would have talked about in like using indoctrination tactics to get you to learn something. Every time he said imperialism in the class, everybody in the classroom had to say the definition. So he'd be like, so today we're going to talk about something, 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 and then imperialism, and then we'd all go, the taking of the colonies for the good of the mother country. That's what imperialism is.
Holy shit.
The taking of the colonies for the good of the mother country.
No, fuck. A, is your teacher Russian? B, that sounds a lot more useful than my knowledge of how to introduce a champion as a Degeneration X member.
I'll never forget that because this is how crazy. This is when I realized that was just pounded into our brains. At my high school graduation, one of the people doing a speech from our class came up and telling stories about growing up in school. And he said, yeah, and we all know what imperialism. Say it with me, guys. And our entire graduating class said it. And I was like, oh, my God, that's scary.
We've been indoctrinated.
That's all I could think of. I was like, that's some brainwashing shit.
That's fucked up.
My other favorite thing that social studies teacher would say, whenever he talked about war, he never said war. He'd be like, and then the Russians decided to go into Germany, and they played bang, bang, boom, boom, dead, dead.
Just like, what? I don't think that's what they called it, but okay, sure.
That's what he called it. It was hilarious. I laughed so many times in that class because of how absurd it was.
I was like,
you're making light the fact that thousands upon thousands of people fucking killed each other in the name of, oh, I don't know, genocide?
Yeah, exactly. That's all right. Crazy.
It was crazy, but I always laughed when he said that. Bang, bang, boom, boom, dead, dead. He always said it so calmly and smoothly like that, too.
And then there were none.
There can only be one. Highlander!
Oh, that's such a good show.
Yeah. So what have you been up to, man?
Ah, fuck, man. I've been playing some fucking Witcher 3. Got into that again just because I need something to tide me over before Destiny 2 gets on the PC and I can have wet, hot sex with my computer. It's great.
How much longer do you have for that?
I think it comes out in exactly a month from now, October 24th.
Oh, gross.
So when that happens, I'm just taking a lot of time to myself.
How blue are your balls right now from not being able to play it and seeing people play it on like PS4?
Oh my god, dude,
like
I'm so fucking jealous, but I refuse to buy it because then I have to buy a PlayStation Plus subscription with it. So even if I don't get the DLC, it's already $110. Just boom. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, you're just like, you really got me in a box here.
Yeah, they've I've been boxed in. I got to spend all this fucking money. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. So it
you're like Tom Cruise in the closet. It's like, come on, Tom, you got to come out the closet. And you're like, no, man, I'm in this PC thing. Being a PC snob like yourself is a lot like being a closeted homosexual. You just won't come out and admit that consoles are better.
No. No,
did you see the stretch I tried to make?
Yeah, that was a big stretch.
That was horrible.
No,
I have so many people who listen to this shitting bricks right now because they're like, no, it's not!
Yes, you fucking asshole!
The graphics are superior!
Master race! Master race! They're just...
One of us! One of us! Goobo gobble! Goobo gobble!
Set him on fire! It's just fucked. The only reason I've gone really PC hard is because I'm already paying for internet. I don't have to pay a subscription fee to the fucking internet. I just play online.
No, it makes total sense. And that's one reason why I used to like PlayStation more, because I didn't have to play to have any online play if I want to. But because of that now, that's one reason why I only buy games that don't have online play, because I don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's like, oh, that sounds cool, but I don't want to do that for just this one fucking game. So
yeah, exactly. That's my feeling on it, and I like my PC. I don't use my PC enough for gaming.
I think you will here soon.
Yeah, I just gotta buy some new games, or.
Well, you need a couple.
Because
parts.
All I have right now is. I got Vice City and I got Vice City and Morrowind are the two big ones I have. I just gotta find a game that I'd like to play and start playing more on there. My thing is I keep buying old PS3 games, or I get a deal on a PS4 game that I've been wanting to play, and then I play those, so I'm playing all these console games right now.
I tell you what you
because
do.
Because I get them so dirt cheap.
Okay,
right now.
I'll tell you what you do. A, you need to save up and get a new graphics card so you can get the parity and better than anything a console can give you, first and foremost.
Right.
After that, just subscribe to a Humble Bundle monthly. It's
$12
a month.
That's what I keep thinking about doing.
At $12 a month, they always give you, like, hey, here's a good title, and here's a bunch of indie games with it. So every month, you're getting, like, 8 games.
Yeah, that's definitely something I need to do, because Jake it tells me all the time, he's like, hey, man, check this out. He actually sent me a game that I played for a little bit. You can play it online, but I like to play it by myself because it's fucking crazy. It's not super polished or, like, over-the-top good. It's just really goofy. You just you're this one dude, and you have a base that's full of guns that you can go swap in and out of, and you just shoot dinosaurs that are trying to attack you in the base.
Okay, so when you said you have a base, I thought you meant like a bass guitar, and you're just a guitarist out there riffing.
I'm axing dinosaurs, bro, with my tasty bass line.
That would be such a great game.
I'm killing dinosaurs.
What's he doing? Oh, he's not. Oh man, this is a low crit attack. It's just a bass line to a Green Day song. They're all the same. It's like, all right, I stunned him. That would be such a great game.
All of a sudden, Billy Joe, is it Billy Joe, right? Yeah, it comes out of nowhere. This is like, got you another wagon and I'm hitching a ride.
It just fucking... and we're just like mixing, like if you played Guitar Hero but you had actual enemies, you were fucking beating the shit. Like somebody grabs a mic and a full-on... George Michael regalia to just start singing Faith at them. Like, you got the glasses,
yeah,
the cross earrings.
Exactly. You know what I like? How come anytime you do a game, okay? Because there's been a couple weird games where it's like you use a guitar as your weapon, and you're playing as this musician trying to save the world. You ever notice that, like, and they get put in these primal situations where they're fighting off people with their guitar, right? You ever notice that it's never like a 90s era grunge guitar player or someone like now? It's always like 80s hair metal dude goes to save the world with his mighty axe.
Dude, you're talking about, oh, what, was that Brutal Legend?
Yeah.
that Jack Blackie? You're just literally exactly. running around. You could pick up dudes that headbang behind you. They just run around and do throw up the rock sign and headbang as they follow you. That's fucking like, game.
I totally just lost what I was going to say now. Shit. fuck. That's gone.
All right.
I was going to reference something else to that, but I was just going to say, yeah, it's basically you're playing the lead singer of Tenacious D is what happened in that, except it wasn't Jack Black. It was another character. They made him look like something else.
Yeah, they made him look like some 80s dude, and he's a fucking roadie.
God, I miss Tenacious D. They were so awesome.
That first album was the best.
Burrito Supreme!
With karate, I kick your ass!
So we played the first song that it came to our head. It just happened to be the best song in the world! It was the best song in the world!
Look into my eyes and it's easy to see. One and one make two, two and one make three. It was destiny. Two. It's a great game. Everybody should check it out.
Be you angels? Nay, we are but men. Rock! That's it's sad that I just did most of that on this podcast.
Yeah. That happened.
Me and Cage looked at one another, and we said, okay. Ah, okay. So good. That was awesome. What else have you been doing, though? I totally, like, derailed that whole conversation so into, like, a lot of
so
other
good.
Shit.
I played that Gwent game on PS4. It's a card game you can play in The Witcher 3, but then it was so good that everybody liked it. They made their own
free. Oh, that game. Yeah, okay. So, I keep forgetting the name of it.
So they made it for free on the PS4. So you can just download it. It's free. Congratulations, you can play. And I was playing that. I'm like, you know what? What the fuck am I doing? I don't want to play this. I just want to play The Witcher 3. So I turned that off and went back to The Witcher 3.
That's their game, Nate. That's what they do with that. They put it out for free. It's like a mobile app free game. You know, they put it out and you're like, oh yeah, you're playing this, but it's not filling all the holes in your cravings of this similar game. Why don't you go on over here, spend a couple bucks, get some more downloadable content.
Yo, you want to go
and play the real Witcher? Yo. You want to play that DLC? You know what you want that?
Hey, I see
the
you just
wine, put, whatever.
I see you just played this
it.
Water Hag card. Don't you really just want to kill the Water Hag? Go play The Witcher 3 in stores now.
Don't come on, come murder things with me. Come on, just over here. Just one little level. You won't hurt you. One storyline. Just one DLC.
That's what they should do. That's what they should do. For every, like, hour you play in that card game, it unlocks 5 minutes of the game. It just lets you just, like, here's a taste of crack.
Yeah, just a little taste. Here's a little something for you. Don't worry, you'll be back.
The game is crack.
I got you hooked now.
The game is crack. It came out fucking over 2 years ago, and I can't quit playing it.
Hey man, that's just a testament to how good the game is.
Oh, for sure.
And I always appreciate when games are that good. That's like how I feel about Bloodborne and Dark Souls 3. Like I keep popping those back in, and even though I've beaten those games, going running back through and playing bosses and shit again because it's so much fun.
See, and I like these open world RPGs. So it's Skyrim. Those Elder Scroll games in general always do that to me, but yeah, The Witcher 3 was totally
for
right
sure. There. I popped in Skyrim this past weekend, and it was interesting to go back to like my old character. First of all, my dude's way too overpowered, but it's so much fun to just run around and fuck people up. I should restart again and try like a new character. My buddy always laughs like we talk about Skyrim all the time at work because he does the same thing where I'll eventually fall back into it and play it for a while. And he's like, every time I say I'm going to like start and be a mage the whole game. And then what happens? Sneaky archer.
Oh, really? See,
it
I'm always
every fucking time.
I say a mage. I start out with mage. And I'm like, but what if my mage had a sword? And it's like, oh, yeah. just fucking run up I'm and just, club people to death with
I'm
my sword.
Always a thief. I'm always a thief that's an archer, so I can sneak and to the point that no one can hear me. And then you use that dragon call, you know, it's like the dragon whisper where your guy just goes, ah. And then you can see like a red outline of all your enemies for so long.
There's also what you do is you get that perk with the daggers to where it's all sneak attacks do 15 times damage. So you just sneak up and be like, fuck you. And they all die.
Well, and that's what you do with your bow. Because you can do it. You can do a crouch sneak attack with your bow. So like I can see. That's why I use the red thing where I can see the enemies. And I'm like, okay, there he is. And I just point towards that where I can see them in like dark caves. And then you shoot him with a sneak attack with that arrow. You kill him in one shot.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm the world's most deadliest archer. No,
fuck you, and Green Arrow. Fuck
I'm
you.
I'm hunting the world's most dangerous game, man.
I am part of the condemned.
That's what you are as the Brotherhood, dog, and I always join that shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm the
you
leader.
You goddamn right they know who I am.
I'm the goddamn guild leader of that shit. That's the first thing I do.
I talk to the mother.
I am the listener. I love fucking doing that because I always do the Dark Brotherhood just to get my bloodlust out of the way first. Then I go join the Thieves Guild. Then I go do the other shit.
I always do the Thieves Guild first in any of those games. I like the Thieves Guild a lot.
Gotcha. No,
I always find those.
What?
You find? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say I always find it fun to go ahead and do the other stuff because the Dark Brotherhood. I don't get the sense they sneak at all. I get the sense they walk up and go, "Hail Sithis, motherfucker!" and then they kill them like right in their face. I don't get them sneaking up and be like, "Da da da." They gotta tell them it's coming.
I like the way I kill people. Because you remember in the game, at one point you have to go like to this farm and kill a actual farmer, you know?
I can't remember why. Oh, it's because they're vampires or something.
Yeah. Well, what's funny, but you just have to kill the lead. Or you just
Yeah, you kill one of
anyway,
them.
Anyway, I don't know if he's a vampire. Yeah. All I know is you just got to go to this farm and kill a dude. And yeah. He's got his family there.
Yeah, and you don't want to kill him in front of his wife because then the wife attacks you too.
Well, that's the fun part about how I kill them. There's a rock, or there's like a ridge above it, and you can see them walking around. And so I just pull out my bow, and this counts as a sneak attack because they can't see me. So I just pull out a bow, and I'm just like, "And we'll see you later." Whap! And you just shoot him, and she can't see you, and you see her avatar in the game run over. And it's like, "What the hell?" Like she's freaking out, and it's just,
"What?"
It's really sickening of me that I'm like, yeah, mourn over your dead husband. That says a lot about me.
I want to see you tremble in fear.
I want to see the fucking tears.
It's just like this bolt sticking out of their face, and they're like, where did it come from?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just too fucking deadly with my bow. That Daedric bow and those Daedric arrows, man, I'll fuck people up.
Oh, yeah. And well, then you get the... Isn't the dragon bone stronger?
Not really.
I can't
Daedric
remember.
One's better. And I've also upgraded it to a point that my Daedric bow is way better than the bone one.
Gotcha. No, there. It's
yeah.
Just
I don't know how that I made that happen, but I did.
I love getting all the Daedric weapons specifically from the Daedra lords. So like, I got Mehrunes razor running around with that in one of my hands. It's like, come at me, bro, because it's just got this weird perk. It's like occasionally I'll just one-shot people for no reason.
You know what my favorite part of that game is? When because you can forge your own weapons. Like, I made my Daedric
and
bow.
Name them.
What I like about that is then you can name it.
Yep.
Isn't that what you just said? I'm sorry.
No, that's totally what I said, but okay.
Yeah, I know. I just realized, oh, he just said that. But, yeah, I like that you can name it. I'm pretty sure I named my Daedric bow Bloodlust.
Nice. Accurate, probably.
Or something like that. And I know I have a Daedric sword, too, because I have a short sword for, like, close counter combat if I don't have my, you know, this shit happens sometimes when you have somebody run at you.
Yeah, the thing,
and I can't remember what I named that. I think I called it the Blade of Doom or some shit. All my names are super hacky.
Oh well. The thing is, I can't wait for you to get on. Like, once we get your PC pieces together to where it's boss and can run anything. The so I didn't have another PC or PS3 to play my version, so that 150-hour save I have is kaput. So I started over for the umpteenth time on PC. Found a mod just called The Ring of the Cheater, where it just goes, yeah, your life regenerates so fast, nothing can kill you. So then I'm just running around like a god. Since I've already platinumed it on PS3 and did everything, I'm like, okay, now I'm really just going to fuck with all the physics. So my guy's just running all sorts of bullshit. I got these weird mods on there for like clothing and weird things. Like I just summon a black market dude from fucking the demon world. I just summon this dude and he's like, yo, what you got? And I sell him shit. It's fucking great. And then I got, of course, I got that that PC thing. So I got Randy Savage flying around as a dragon. He's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. Step into a Slim Jim.
Just here. Oh, yeah. As they're flying around. It's like
that mod's hilarious.
It's great. It's pretty fucking awesome. I had
It would be a better mod if the dragon's heads were butts and their fire was poop that they shot out. That sounds funny.
Or you just get the
somebody do it.
Or somebody just makes it to where it just basically it's just a visible fart. Like they're just
or it's just a giant ass. It's not a dragon. It's literally just an ass that comes landing on the ground.
And then, as they say in South Park, when you kill them, they must die as though they just farted on someone's balls. Like I told you, never fart on someone's balls.
Oh, yeah. As you could see, we have buttock for faces. Oh, I didn't notice.
What are you doing, guy? Episode. The whole fucking thing's great. Played South Park Stick of Truth, went to Canada, watched two pixelated Canadians boning. That was funny. Hey, guy, what the fuck are you doing up here? Don't you knock? Get out of here, eh? Just kicks you out. This is weird pixelation. It was fucking great.
I heard Canadians do it weird.
Well,
I heard they're too polite. Like, their idea of, like, super rough sex is not saying sorry 50 times.
Sorry. They only say it twice. So dirty. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not sorry, babe. I'm not sorry about this. Oh, yeah, say it more.
I'm not sorry. Oh, fucking...
Sorry, I apologize to all our Canadian listeners.
We're sorry, not sorry. Yeah, so I did that. I watched... my daughter took control of the TV, so I ended up watching some Bunked about Camp Kikiwaka, which, better, she made up a porno. I couldn't say anything, and I started laughing and had to leave the room because she called it Camp Kinky Waka. And I'm like, wait. So Waka Flocka Flame has a kinky park.
Oh, God. Is that where all those people who, like, try to push that kink website on you are? It's Camp Kinky Waka?
Apparently, yeah. Oh, hey, guys.
Have you ever noticed that? Kinky Waka. When you were using dating apps, like, all those fake ones are like, I'm never on here. Check me out on my kink profile.
Check me out at Kinky Waka.
But I was like, what the fuck is this kink thing? I never looked it up. But
it's got to be some, like, BDSM stuff, right? It's got to be.
Like, what'd you say?
It's got to be some BDSM stuff, like them showing up and like, or some bondage thing.
I'm not sure. It was just like there was a thousand bots on there.
It's so bad. Tinder's the fucking worst. Like, you're going through there and it's clear, like, that is a fucking model. That means, guess what? It's going to say you matched. You know why? Because that ain't a person.
Like, you know what my favorite thing is when you are looking at people's profiles on Tinder is it's become a thing now to be like, if you'd voted for Trump, just swipe left.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just people are like, when people say politics are bleeding into everything, I was like, no. And then, like, I was on Tinder and I saw people were putting that in their fucking profile. I was like, oh my God, maybe there's something to this. There is. If Donald Trump is you voting for Donald Trump is getting in the way of you fucking some stranger on a hookup app, there's some problem in the world.
Oh, dudes.
How's your fantasy doing today?
Okay, my fantasy.
Speaking of sports.
Yeah, let's get us off that topic. My fantasy team sucks ass. So my free one that we're having fun playing in, I'm getting trounced because his team is doing phenomenal. Namely, he's got Aaron Rodgers playing right now, who did great. He's got Kelce Hunt, who did amazing. They both got 24 freaking points.
Did you say Kelce Hunt?
I just confused the tight end for the
running
back.
Yeah, you just combined Travis Kelce and
Kareem Hunt. It's Kareem
Hunt, yeah.
Okay, well, he's got Kareem Hunt.
Kelce Hunt. That's like some girl you'd meet at the bar, and she's like slightly white trash. Like, she definitely grew up in a trailer park where she bought all she wears is graphic tees that she buys at the JCPenney behind her trailer park. But she's still hot. She's like that trailer trash hot. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Kelce
down.
Hunt, you're like, yeah,
DTF all day.
Yeah, everybody's banged Kelce Hunt, but I'm still going to try because I'm going for it.
Yeah, it's
that's who Kelce Hunt is.
Yeah, pretty much. It's freaking annoying. Like, so just going through their.
That's who you're going up against.
Yeah, he got 48 points with two people with Kareem Hunt and Aaron Rodgers. So of course I fucking lost. Like, I still got one person. I got Zeke to go, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna lose. I'm at 54 points. Two players of him almost tied me. I'm like, God. Thought I had a chance. Nope.
Yeah, I'm not doing so hot this week. I'm going up against franchise this week, and Ben Roethlisberger only got me 11 points.
Gotcha.
They went OT too. Like, he should have got way more. And then my running back from Green Bay, he didn't do much. He only got me 4 points today. I have two players with 1 point. Darren Sproles got hurt in the first fucking quarter. So he was out. I'm like, you fucking son of a bitch.
Oh, I know. I feel your pain, dude. I got -1 points from playing Carolina's defense.
I had KC's defense, and they had two interceptions today.
Oh, nice. Yeah, KC's solid this year.
Oh, dude, they're so good. In my other league, though, I'm doing pretty well because I got Aaron Rodgers. Le'Veon Bell did pretty well today. I have Houston's running back, Miller. He did all right. Hill for KC went off today. He got me 4 points with a tutty, 14 points with a tutty.
Yeah.
And then Travis Kelce didn't do dick today. He had one reception for 1 yard.
Really? See, that's amazing.
Yeah. I had a big old fucking goose egg next to his name. I might win this match, though, because
I still have
my kicker left. I have two people with 0 points this week in my other league. My kicker left, and this dude only has Michael Crabtree yet to play against me and his kicker. I'm probably going to beat him.
You would have definitely won if you would have played Kelce Hunt.
Yeah, Kelce Hunt, man. She'll go in there and she'll seduce the opposing team's quarterback, and he'll eventually ruin her. You know, there's always that one chick who ruins a great athlete.
Yeah, she's the one that runs on the field and like, yo, I stole Ma's Pall Malls. You want to come out and have one?
Yeah. Mom's Pop. They're the Virginia Slims.
But cheaper.
Yeah. Fantasy is – I'm hoping I win this week because then I go to – in my money league, I'm pretty much destined to lose, I think, the rest of this year with the – what is it called? The TPSN NFL?
Oh, right? Yeah. I'm
going to eat dick the whole season there.
I think I'm screwed. Like that, I haven't won a game, and it's not looking like I'm going to. Not unless everybody gets hurt on their team.
I got pissed last week. I got beat by Emilio by 3 fucking points, and it's only because Jordy Nelson got hurt last week. He had a calf cramp and didn't come back. So he had zero receptions. If Jordy Nelson's healthy throughout the game, I score at least 5 points and win.
Yeah.
There's no way Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw Jordy Nelson the ball.
Agreed.
So I was really pissed about that.
Yeah, there's always that.
Son of a bitch.
But yeah. I mean, that's all I really fucking did. Just fucked around, did that shit.
Well, We didn't talk about the really cool thing we did last week.
What's that?
We went to fucking Kansas City.
Oh, that's right. We completely omitted that.
Yeah. We went to Kansas City, and we watched the fucking Chiefs play the Philadelphia Phillies. Oh, no.
We what? Don't know fucking sports. We watched Kansas City Chiefs play the Philadelphia Flyers.
Hey, that would actually be a better game than the Philadelphia Phillies. Like, if you put the Philadelphia Phillies in football pads, those dudes would get fucked up. I think least the Philadelphia Flyers could take a hit.
They're used to wearing pads.
And they're just used to fucking each other up.
That's true. They'd all get ejected. Fucking just, what are they doing? They're not even tackling. No, they're punching. They are punching them in the head.
Could you imagine that after every tackle? Like, they make a catch and then they get tackled. And the offensive player just, like, takes off his helmet and then, like, takes off his receiver gloves and throws them down. And he's just like,
let's go. You want to go? You want to go?
Just like, what the fuck is this guy doing? He comes off. Take off the helmet.
Come on.
Go.
Let's go. Come on, pussy. Let's go. Let's go.
They're off, man.
You can't knock my teeth out. They're already gone.
He's like, what do you mean I have to? Like, he throws a punch, and he's like, what do you mean I'm kicked out of the game? Where's the penalty box? Yeah. We're supposed to play a man down.
I'm only sitting out 5 minutes for this, right? I'll be back, and I'm going to punch you again. That'd actually be vastly more entertaining. They'd swing their helmets like fucking clubs. They just become cavemen. They can't stab each other, but they can swing them. Oh, that'd be fucking great.
Well, what's crazy, too, is I don't think a lot of people have been to an NFL game. But if you haven't, you should definitely try. Because it's crazy how different the atmosphere is tailgating-wise and being in the stadium. It's a really cool experience. If you have a chance, you definitely got to try to go.
Yeah, for sure. It's so much fun.
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part, of the day of the game is definitely tailgating. I mean, because you just get to meet random people out there tailgating. In the game, though, we actually happened to be sitting by some cool guys. One guy kept calling somebody we know, McGregor! Hey, McGregor! Just like, how drunk is this mad bastard?
Yeah. Well, the reason I brought this, I'm glad you like tailgating. I was indifferent on our experience tailgating this time, only because we had two of the biggest tool bags ever next to us.
Oh, thank you for bringing this up. Yes.
Exactly. I wanted to talk about this so bad.
So, okay, A, we pull up and we're tailgating. We bring out and we bust out everything that we got, and we're having our drinks, some food, whatnot. Like a normal fucking tailgate, because you got it, you know, you need to eat first. Rule of thumb, always eat first, then drink to your heart's content before you go in. Get good and sauced up. Well, we're doing this, and before I let Wade go on, let me describe the entrance of Tool 1 and Tool 2. So here comes this truck, and they're just blaring, I don't even know the name of that song, the da-na-na-na-na-na, hey, da-da-da-da-da, that song. And it is bumping like a fucking strip club in this vehicle with windows up so loud we can hear it. And then they park. I'm like, thank God, that's over. So they get out, and here's their tailgating. They brought a fucking speaker, and just like, I don't know, like a 2-foot-tall speaker, and lowered the bed of their truck, or the tailgate, to sit on the tailgate, put the speaker under the tailgate, and sat there like fucking chode, because that's how they're tailgating. Fucking terribly.
Donald Trump says, wrong. You're doing it wrong.
It was so fucking bad. So then they sit there and they start, and they immediately turn this, da-na-na-na-na-na, and I'm like, God damn it. But
then,
at least that was a biggest football song. But then, I'll let you tell the back half. The
douchebag thing that they did that like drives me insane is they were literally, there's a group of like, college girls in the so we're on, if you're looking at the tailgate head on, and we're on the far left, they're in the middle, and then on the right side of them is a like group of sorority girls who are going to the game tailgating, and these dudes press these sorority girls by their music selection. Because that's how you get a girl. Oh, my God. He DJs so well.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Press play on my iPhone. I'm pretty dope.
Pretty cool. So what makes this better is I keep having to drink and then looking over there and laughing. I can't keep drinking because I'm laughing too much. So, A, sorority girl 1, 2, and 3 show up. And horribly. They bring in, like, it was weird. It was like a delivery service. They had Domino's pizza, fucking donuts, all this shit that I'm like, oh, yo, if you're drinking, that's like Hurl City. That's coming right back
exactly.
up. And so I'm like, man, that's rookies. And so then they're doing this. Then these guys start going over there and talking. I'm like, yo, they're trying way too hard with the soror whores. And then Wade notices. And then he starts pointing out, oh, look, hey, and Wade's just hitting me on the shoulder and goes, yo, hey. He just got all excited and said, no, she came up to me because they walked over to ask him to play a song.
Yeah, he was like super jazzed about it. And then from then on, it was trying to pick songs that they would like. Like, he would start like, this is what made me more mad than anything. Like, he would play a song and then play maybe to the first chorus and then skip to another song. He never played a song all the way through. And every time he would play a song, then look directly over at him like, you like this one? No? Okay, next one. But this one? No. Okay. This one? Oh, yeah, this one's, you know, we're playing Backstreet Boys. All sorority girls like Backstreet Boys. The most annoying shit ever. I was losing my fucking mind.
So, and then it got better. So, amid all of this happening, I'm watching it, and they're playing Nelly, Country Grammar. Great song by itself. Great song. And they hit the part where Nelly is literally saying every other word starts saying the N-word, right?
Right.
I mean, that's just the way this song goes. And a security guard who happens to be black is walking by, and they change the thing, like, immediately. And I was dying laughing at this whole thing going down.
Can't even play a song anymore.
I was just like, wait, what just happened? And then what happens is somebody comes and meets them. Next thing you know, they're blaring Migos. Like, then it goes on like, no, nah, now it's a full rap party.
Right. And the best part is in, like, Mr. Pressure Girl DJ decided to go, hey, man, I'm killing it with this music game. I'm killing it right now. I just got to add one more piece of the puzzle, and then I might get with one of these sorority girls. And he starts dancing in the back of his pickup truck.
Oh, that's right. Like the bad dance moves.
He was like bouncing up and down, like really testing the suspension of his truck.
I was waiting. I thought he was going to start twerking the way he was going.
I was hoping he'd fall out of it. But
oh, that would have been great. That would have been great. It was terrible. It was wonder awful because we were having our drinks, but then they were totally impeding it because the music was so loud and kept changing at a rate that we could not notice what's going on over there. Because you kept looking over there going, oh, this is a good song. What the fuck are you doing changing this song?
I think after a while it stopped being funny that they were doing it, and it became more of the joke of how infuriated I was.
Oh, for sure.
Like everybody at the tailgate started laughing at me more than them because I was getting so fucking mad.
They were playing great songs, and like Wade would just be
it
like,
wasn't even that they were playing great songs that I wanted to keep hearing. It's that let a fucking song play through. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. That's like those people when you go to a bar and they're super fucked up and somehow drunk asshole A has all the control of the entire jukebox, like they dump $20 in.
Yeah.
And if somebody puts in to skip their song because they've been playing the same genre, you're like, we need something different. Like, you go put in a dollar and put it in, they go up immediately after and they pay the extra like $5 to skip your song because they want total control.
Yeah.
That's what was going on. And I was infuriated.
It was nuts because they would go through one chorus of a song. It was so bad. Like, it'd go through the bars, but it wouldn't get through all the way. You'd get, like, to the chorus of the song, maybe, and then it'd switch over. It was like, wait.
Worst, too, is, like, they would do that, and, like, the best part is this is how, like, they were trying to impress these girls so much that like they were doing that the whole time, but it was a song the girls liked, and they hit skip to go to another song. The girls would go like, "Oh, come on," and they would go back and restart the song.
So I was bummed because I looked for it. I was going to play Cotton Eye Joe just to completely fuck over any chance they had of anything with them. But it wasn't on Bluetooth. They had a wired connection. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, that would have been super funny. Just like, fuck you.
Pretty much. I was like, what's the worst song I can play? I know, Cotton Eye Joe. And then when I looked on the Bluetooth signals, I was like,
or you play Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Just like, yeah, just play like some fucking horrible thing and just like, all right.
Or you play Bach, dog. You drop some fucking symphonies on their ass.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we need to play Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven. Just fuck you.
Yeah. So that's all I got, man.
That's all I got. Yeah, I think that'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another classy, motherfucking awesome tailgating extravaganza here on Who Gives AF Podcast. If you like this and want to hear more, head on over to punninggame.com where you can check out our back catalog of this fine episode, where you can also jump over, check out those snap reviews. Those are hitting every Monday and Friday. Everybody who has just snapping one off needs to read a snap review. You can probably read two, maybe five. Depends on how much work you don't feel like doing and why you get paid to take a deuce. Might as well read while you do it. Give yourself something to do. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, you also want some audio because you're not taking a shit or you have fucking headphones on in the shitter, which makes you a weird motherfucker. But if you just want to watch something and hear it, go check out
Fun Punk Gaming. That's where Nathan, Jake, and I all play a bunch of different video games and make fun of everything from the video game itself to our gameplay of that video game. If you want to check that out, you want to go to punninggame.com. We got the latest two episodes right on the main page. If you need every series we've ever played, you just hit the Fun Punk Gaming tab and then bam, all the series. But if you need to have everything as it comes out immediately as it's posted to YouTube, we don't put that up right away. So you got to head on over to YouTube.com, search Fun Pun Gaming, hit subscribe, and bam, you can set the notifications using your YouTube app. And then it'll be post and be like, bam, hey, it's like your drug dealer calling you up like, dude, I got a fresh new supply of that cocaine you needed. That's what your iPhone will do for you, letting you know that we have that sweet, sweet addictive playthrough for your veins.
Ooh, baby, ooh, baby. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, we'll see you later when we got a fun story time for you from our escapades that we're going on this week. Later.
I poop with headphones on.